I read the other day that they redefine internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Chalk Talk pregame show, as we'll be in the Edgewood Mustang Corral as they host the Sullivan Golden Arrows. Chalk Talk is sponsored, as usual, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with their eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer and give them a call at 812-334-1213. And also by J&S Locksmiths. Please head over to 508 West 17th Street and visit Jimmy and his crew. J&S Locksmith, a longtime proud supporter of high school athletics. This is Terry Stultz setting in for Joe Smith. All right, I'm here with Edgewood Mustang coach J.B. Neal as we get ready for a huge game tonight with the Sullivan Golden Arrows. Good team, conference game again. JB, the last time we talked before the weekend of Cloverdale and Greenwood Christian, you weren't a happy camper. You had a little edge to you. first two games, your guys not only had not played up to your standards, but to their capabilities. And I'll tell you what, whatever happened leading up to the Cloverdale game, and then again, a little tougher game the next night against Greenwood Christian in overtime, your guys got the message, and from that point went on a four-game streak.
Yeah, we're a much better basketball team than what we were the last time you and I talked. We kind of stubbed our toe there at Indian Creek the other night. But, yeah, we've came a long way from day one, and hopefully we can continue that because we still have a lot of room for improvement. Yeah, that edge you talk about, I got that back after Indian Creek, you know, most definitely. In fact, my wife told me Sunday afternoon I was watching that game film for about a third time to just let it go. And it gets hard to do because I just feel like we didn't help ourselves up there. But we are much better. Guys have gotten better. Guys are playing their roles much better. But I think now just getting some consistency back, even in the four-game streak there where we won, just bits and pieces weren't there at times that I feel can be there.
Yeah, you in all four games... Greenwood Christian, and we didn't see that one, that must have been a dogfight because your turnovers were up a little bit. You didn't shoot the ball as well as the other three games, but your shooting's coming back. Seemed like you had several different guys in that streak that stepped up, hit the ball. Your turnovers were good except that Greenwood game. So I can think for sure just looking at reading the paper and looking at it since then that you guys are starting to play a little bit better. One guy that was a surprise to me that you stuck in the lineup against Cloverdale, and this kid's been very consistent ever since, is your freshman, Trevor Taylor. The big first game against Cloverdale, and I said at the end of the game, I go, now what will he do tomorrow night? Will he come out expecting to hit 25 and shoot the ball too much, or will he let it come to him? He finished with 18. You got to be happy with Trevor Taylor.
Yeah, Trevor has gotten better from day one. You know, obviously he's a freshman, so there's going to be some, you know, ups and downs. But he's passed a few tests here that what I call tests that I've given him. You know, against Cascades, he got in foul trouble early. He was struggling the first half. He came back second half and still finished with a nice game. That's a big step for a freshman. Been real easy just to sack it in, tank it there. But he kept battling, fighting. He did the same thing in Indian Creek. Didn't play as well as he's capable in the first half, and then when it got tough down there towards the end, he came in, made some free throws, made a couple big shots, and just kept battling. And for a freshman to do that was a big step. But, yeah, he's getting better. You know, he and I talked yesterday. We have a weekly meeting, he and I, and the thing I challenged him with, okay, now you're taking care of yourself out there a little bit. Now let's make others around you better. And that's not easy to do for some kids, and it's going to be a challenge for him. But we're looking forward to his progress. If he'll continue the work ethic that he's starting to realize that it takes to play at this level if you want to be, you know, a nice player, and hopefully he'll continue that.
Well, and physically, he's not a scrawny, skinny little freshman like a lot of kids his age are that come in here. And the other thing, Coach, that I liked about him in that Cloverdale game, he's not scared. He's ready to play.
Yeah, physically, he's got an upperclassman body physically. Mentally, he's still a freshman.
He's still a freshman.
So that's the difference. But, Trevor's confident in his play. He's played a lot of basketball, and some good things have happened to him so here on the court this year so far. So he should be confident.
Yeah, and now you've got Caleb Norris back. He had missed a couple of games with a concussion, and he looks like he's kind of settling into a good role of a good – somebody might score off the bench for you. I like him a lot. But also, Jayden Howard has gotten better since the first two games. And Joe Quito's Joe Quito.
Yeah.
I mean, he can – when he looks around and Greenwood Christian goes, well, these guys aren't getting anything done. I'll go get 28 and still throw the ball to them. So there's a couple of really – some important – Cam Bannister, great game against Cloverdale. He's still up a little up and down. But overall, now, since you we'll get to Indian Creek after a break, but so far after that first two games, your guys are getting it again, I think. That they looks to me like they're trying to play some Edgewood basketball, and hopefully that's what you see as you're watching them.
Yeah, we're definitely headed in the right direction. I think it's just some consistency. I have a couple kids there that you named that we've got to have. We've got to have more consistent play out of them for us to win the 50-50 games.
Right.
I believe we've probably won the games that we should have won on paper. And now we're after one of those 50-50 games. And Friday night's one of those games that, you know, we're not supposed to win.
Right. This is going to be a good one. We've been talking with Coach J.B. Neal of the Edgewood Mustangs. We're going to take a quick two-minute timeout here. And come back. You are listening to Edgewood High School Basketball on WGCL. All right, back with Coach J.B. Neal. All right, Indian Creek, you talked about watching that game several times, and your wife told you the horse was dead. Get off. One of the old famous Bob Knight deals. Sounds like you just got whacked in the mouth from the start there. Talk a little bit about Indian Creek, at least the start.
Yeah, Indian Creek, they got a nice player. I mean, they honored him for breaking 1,000 points. I thought he was going to break another 1,000 on us in the first half. But, obviously we knew they had a kid that could play. They had another kid that could set shoot, and he ended up making 5 threes for the night. But one of those nights where we played uphill all night. I felt like, we got down 15 in the first half, ended up tying it up in the third quarter. So our kids battled. We just couldn't get a score and a stop, or a stop and a score. We just kept getting in our own way, it seemed like. And you have nights like that, and you just hope to battle through it, and hopefully something good will happen to you there at the end. And we had chances, we had opportunities, but like I said, we just couldn't get over the hump per se. And that's how it goes. And I get tired of saying, oh, let's learn from this loss. How about we learn from a win? That's the thing. It's hard for me to accept, but we've had a good week of practice. I think we've seen some things on film. We've showed some kids some things that they were not doing that I think they thought they were. So, hopefully we will be better Friday night.
Yeah, and that always is the thing. Tape is a wonderful proving ground. I can remember myself thinking back in the old days. I did too. I was there. And then when you show them they're not and why they weren't, I think it's just explaining. I mean, it's kind of figured out. And some of these guys are old enough. They've been here, been under you now for the second year. I would imagine that your patience at times is going to get tested because, guys, you've been with me now. You should know. The stopping, that's a key. I mean, and I read that in the paper, and I thought, if you get behind and you're making runs, we were following you guys on Twitter while I was doing the South game, and when it got tied up, I mean, Edgewood's come back and tied up Indian Creek. We'll keep a look on that for you. Any one thing in particular where there was a trip or two where you're going, gosh, if we get this right now, we can turn this game?
Oh, I felt like the whole second half there, if we could ever got the lead, we won the basketball game, but we just never could do that. And we didn't shoot the ball, particularly well. I think we ended up 6 for 25 and from 3, and that's not us. We're a better shooting team than that. And And also it goes back to some of the types of shots we were taking. I just think offensively we weren't getting our shooters open and our drivers were not driving and kicking. And it was just kind of a combination of everything. But, yeah, we felt like if we could ever got the lead that we would have been in the driver's seat. But obviously we didn't. So, you know, that's the way it goes some nights. And, right. You know, like I said, the horse is dead. We've got to go ahead and get off this one and get on another one.
Yeah, and again, road – you want to steal a conference road game if you can, and it sounds like you might have had a few chances. It gets away. Now, let's come home, where at this point, 2-1 the conference, you need a home victory. You got to protect your home court now, and boy, you've got a tough task coming up. Sullivan's 5-0, 3-0 in the other bracket of your conference, so they're not in your bracket, but and just snuck into the top 20, Coach. Good time to knock them back out of the top 20.
Yeah, this will be a big challenge. They we don't match up with them at all, to be honest with you. They've got size. They've got a 6'6 kid in the post. You know, even their guys on the perimeter are long, strong. It's just not a good matchup for us. So, you know, we're going to have to do what we do well. As you said, they're ranked 14th in the state now. I'm 3A. They've not been beat yet. I think the difference is I believe our schedule's been tougher than theirs this far, not to take anything away from the teams they beat. I know South Knox is a very quality basketball team. They beat them at their place, so that says, you know, something. You know, we're going to hope that our experience with the tougher teams that we've played will help us here Friday night against their physicality, because they're a very physical basketball team. You know, it's kind of, I told the kids, it's kind of like you and your buddy playing your dad's in the backyard in a game of 2-on-2. You know, you don't want to get in that half-court game and get bullied around.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's exactly what I was thinking, that your schedule so far is probably a little bit superior to theirs. But they've got weapons. I mean, they've got their leading scorer, Ty Drake, a senior. But they've got Kevin Figg, another older kid. Ike Chastain is the tall one you're talking about. They're their top three scorers, and then all of a sudden, a guy that I would think was a complimentary player that I've seen play before, the Stymel kid, comes up with 20 in a game. They can hit you from a lot of spots.
Yeah, very balanced, very good offensive rebounding team. Every game I've seen on film, they just kill the other team on the glass offensively. They give themselves a lot of opportunities. So, you know, that's going to be something we're going to have to clean up and take care of. They go to the post kid a lot. When they need a bucket, high percentage shot, they go to him. So our post defense and help's going to have to be there. And then, like you said, the Drake kid, he's capable of getting his own shot. And then they've got two or three other guys that can just make open shots. So, you know, it's there's matchup problems everywhere that we're going to have to figure out.
Are they primarily a man team, or do they mix it up? What have you seen in scouting with
them? Yeah, they've played everyone man. They'll play some 2-2-1. Man-type press, but they always drop back into a man-to-man, and they, you know, they like to deny the next pass and be very physical with you and make it tough on you to score, and they do a good job of it. You know, last year we had two good games. They beat us in overtime at their place, and then we got them back here in the sectional last year. So, you know, hopefully we can bring that effort that we did in that sectional game and give ourselves a chance at the end.
Absolutely. Now, offensively, is that what they don't run? They try to get you in their half-court sets and beat you up there? Because I noticed, I mean, nobody takes an inordinate amount of threes, so they must be, you know, pretty tough in a man offense on the half-court.
They're probably a better half-court team than they are going up and down the floor. You know, they utilize their size and their strength. But, you know, once again, it seems like they get so many offensive rebounds. So that's why their shooting percentages are high and they take – those high percentage shots, and the kids are capable when they do kick it out to knock down a three.
All right. You've been listening to comments from Coach J.B. Neal from Edgewood. We're going to take another 2-minute break and come back with our keys to the game. You've been listening to Edgewood High School Basketball on WGCL. All right, we're back with our final segment with J.B. Neal and the keys to the game, brought to you by J&S Locksmiths. Well, Coach, number one, it sounds like rebounding may be a key, especially on your defensive end tonight against Sullivan.
Yeah, that's going to be a big key. They can't be getting putbacks all night on us. We've got to keep them off the glass, and it's got to be a one and done for them. So Sullivan, I think, is a little bit like Martinsville. They're a team you don't want to play from behind against. because they're going to be deliberate. You know, if it's in the 40s or 50s, that's they're content with that. So, you know, we can't give them those second chance opportunities, and we got to make them, you know, transition.
Yeah, so what are your plans? Are you guys want to try to make this game a little faster for them, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, we most definitely want to try to speed them up just so we're not guarding them in the half court all the time. I mean, you're obviously going to have to do that, but that's why getting off to a good start is going to be key for us and get control of the game and make them play our pace. You know, I referred to you and your buddy playing your two dads in the backyard. I mean, if we get in that kind of game, we're going to get beat up. So, you know, we got to get some transition baskets and try to make them play at our pace, because if we have to play from behind all night, it's going to be tough.
Sounds like they may have some of that, what they used to call, old man strength.
Yes. Yes, they do.
And being an older team, I get that. Well, Coach, again, thanks for the time as always. I appreciate it, and good luck tonight. Other games in the area, Western Indiana Conference games, North Putnam will be at Cascade. Indian Creek will go to Greenfield Central. And over Bloomington South tonight, they're having their Christmas Classic there, and Lowell will be playing the South Panthers. Please stay tuned for tonight's broadcast as John Callahan and I will bring you Sullivan versus the Edgewood Mustangs. This is Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Let's head courtside with John Callahan and Terry Stoltz.
Well, good evening, everybody. And before we talk more about this varsity contest, we will pause for the playing and singing of our national anthem. Well, good evening once again, and happy holidays, everyone. John Callahan along with Terry Stoltz. Terry quickly jumping into our player spotlight, brought to you by Brenninger Eye Care, providing eye examinations, medical testing, and contact lens services with personal attention. Let their family care for your family. Brenninger Eye Care, 4001 East 3rd Street.
Well, while big guys might decide this game, John, here's what I think. I'm going with two guards that I think are going to control their team's fortune. For Sullivan, Sam Simel, 5'9", senior, number 22, who's been out there for three straight years. And for the Edgewood Mustangs, I'm going with the little general, Joe Keto. Those two are our spotlight players for tonight's game.
All righty. Now our Black Lumber starting lineups for tonight's broadcast for the Sullivan Golden Arrows. They will go with Kevin Figg, 6'3 sophomore up front, along with a 6'4 senior and Ty Drake. In the middle, we have, I guess we're going to have Ty Drake starting in the middle. It's going to be Ike Chastain in the middle tonight, the big 6'6 junior. And the three guards tonight, we got Stan Steimel, who is a 5'9 senior, Shane Garner, a 5'10 senior, and rounding out the lineup tonight, a 5'10 junior, Ben Hurdle. Now, the starting lineup for the Edgewood Mustangs, we expect them to come out like this here tonight. Chayton Howard, 6'6 senior, he will be starting at one forward here tonight. We have Trevor Taylor, a 6'2 freshman, also in the starting lineup tonight, as well as a 6'1 junior, Cameron Bannister. And we also have Joe Keto in the lineup as well. And one guy that we're missing, and that is
Yeah, he did. They're not starting Chastain after all. You were right the first time.
Okay, well, I'm not.
They're going with a three-guard lineup and bringing the big boy off.
Yeah, maybe going with the quickness.
Ha ha. And you thought you made a mistake.
Yeah, rounding out the lineup tonight is Jace Collier. I couldn't believe it. They couldn't be starting. All right, Edgewood quickly right, left to right on the dial. Taylor with it. Now there's a reverse pass knocked out of bounds. Edgewood will retain possession.
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Yeah, very surprised
there
that he didn't start.
But still with 6'4", 6'3", height for Sullivan anyway, I don't think that'll hurt him right off the bat.
Taylor outside now leaves it for Joe Kito, setting up the offense. Looks like maybe a, 2-3 zone here?
Yes, sir. 2-3 zone by Sullivan.
Taylor on the right wing now brings it back out. They go into the corner to Collier. Now back up to Taylor, loads it up from three ball range, rims out. Ball tipped up by Howard, no good. And coming down with a deep rebound is Kito. Back to Howard, a three. Got it.
Yes.
So Chayton Howard kept that possession alive and buries a three. Edgewood on top, 3-0, 7:22 to go here in the first quarter.
And Edgewood picking up full court, John, and that's one of the things J.B. Holmes wants to do. By speeding these guys up, he's going to press them full court and see if they'll go on down and try to shoot a layup. Good move by Edgewood, a good start, 3-0.
Unfortunately, though, Trevor Taylor commits a foul in the backcourt.
Yes, that wasn't in the plan.
3-0, Chayton Howard with the points for the Mustangs here tonight.
No need fouling from 90 feet away.
No. Joe Kito plays defense. Now in the front court for the Sullivan Golden Arrows. That's Steimel with the basketball out top. Now leads it over to Ty Drake. Boy, Drake is a tall drink of water.
Yes, he is.
Driving inside. He's now got the ball outside. Now leaves it. There's a three ball on the way. And nothing but the bottom of the net. Shane Garner. Garner now, 3 points. We're not at a three. 6:50 to go here in the first quarter.
They don't shoot a lot of threes. Drake and Garner are two of the guys that will take some.
Taylor with it over now to Kito. Taylor, he can create his own shot. Now leads it back to Kito. Now Howard, who also can create his own shot. That's one thing about this Edgewood team. They have several players who have the ability to create their own shot.
That's why this should be a good game. Both teams, is a turnover there by Edgewood. Bad pass by Chayton Howard.
Now taking it the other way. Oh, that was a nice pass back by Poe.
Oh,
got
block.
A shot blocked. That was Howard with a block. And the ball out of bounds. That shot was attempted by Stan Steimel. Chayton Howard swatted that thing out of there.
Yeah, he did. Nice play.
Substitution, Caleb Norris enters the lineup. Collier will sit down. Norris got the season off great start, had 18 points in the season opener, then had a concussion, and is just rounding back into playing shape. Taylor out top, leads it over to Kito. Now to Taylor, he's open from three. Got it. Trevor Taylor hits 40% of his three balls, and he knocked that one down. He's got 3 points. Came in averaging 17 points a game at game time. Edgewood on top, 6-3, 5:56 to go in the quarter. Calling out a play is Pirtle. Pirtle dribbling outside. Now he leaves it for Steimel. Steimel looking inside, posting up inside. It was Fig. Instead, they go back out to Garner, and now back to Steimel. And now they'll reset the offense. Ty Drake, a 6'4 senior. He's the leading scorer, 18 points a game. 6'4, what would you say, Terry? 170 pounds, maybe?
If that, yes. And Cam Bannister, the chore of guarding him, and he's doing a great job of keeping him from getting the ball right now.
Well, Sullivan being very patient. Garner with a long three. He's now 2-for-2 behind the line. He's got all six of Sullivan's points. We're not at 6 with 5:09 to go in the quarter.
Not a lot of dribbling. Good ball movement there by Sullivan. I can see why they're a good, solid half-court basketball team.
Taylor outside now leaves it to Bannister. Now
nice.
They go back to Taylor. He's open from three. Good ball movement. Shot was missed. Offensive rebound back up. Missed by Bannister. And Taylor coming down with the offensive rebound. So Mustangs doing a good job on the offensive glass here early on.
And that's a key for Edgewood, John, is to make sure they control those boards. Getting their own offensive rebounds is a bonus right now.
Howard outside now drives, gives it over to Kito. Kito makes his way to the basket, leaves it over to Taylor in the corner. Now back to Kito. He's got an open three. Got it.
Wow.
So the Mustangs, all their points coming behind the line, 9-6, 4:25 to go in the quarter.
Everybody's points are coming behind the line.
And there was a bad pass, and Joe Kito caused that turnover. Kind of got in the passing lane. Steimel hurried it, and Garner couldn't track it down. Turnover gives the ball back to Edgewood.
One turnover for each team. Good ball movement just right there. As Sullivan made a good defensive play to intercept the pass a few trips down. This time Joe Kito made a nice play to force a Sullivan turnover.
Trevor Taylor with the basketball. Leaves it for Keto. Keto stops. Now back to Taylor. Taylor makes his way to the basket. Ball stripped by Gunner out of bounds. They say last touch by whom?
No, that went off a Sullivan leg. It's good defense, a nice aggressive drive by Trevor Taylor. A lot of times they get that bounced off their own leg. Sullivan guy hit it, went off his leg.
Keto throwing it in underneath the Mustang basket to Taylor. Taylor to Keto. Keto three in the far corner, no good. And tracking down the rebound is the big guy, Ty. Well, not the big guy, but he's the he's one of the big guys, 6'4", senior Ty Drake. Yeah, the big guy is the big guy, and he is yet to see the court. I'm not sure what he did. There's a long three by Steimel, missed it. And Chayton Howard pulls down the rebound and gives it to Taylor. Edgeworth quickly in the front court. But Sullivan did a good job getting back on defense. Taylor with it, loads up from three. A little hesitation, missed that one. And coming down with the rebound is Steimel. Steimel leaves it for Drake. Drake across the timeline. Now back to Steimel. Now over to Pirtle. Pirtle looking inside. Instead goes back out to Garner. Garner sets up the offense. Edgewood out in the man-to-man. Garner dribbles right. Now leaves it for Steimel. Now back to Pirtle. Pirtle gives it over to Kevin Figg. Figg now to Steimel. Figg is a 73% shooter from the field, averaging 13 points a game. Has yet to take a shot. Steimel with it out top. Wants to shoot. Takes a long three. Rims out. And Trevor Taylor with a rebound. Quickly Edgewood in the front court. Over to Howard. Howard on the far side in the corner. Gives it back to Taylor. Taylor to Keto. They swing it over. There's Bannister. Got it. That was another three ball. Edgewood, four three balls here in the quarter. Four threes are wild here tonight. 12-6 they lead. 2:43 to go in the quarter.
Nine Edgewood shots. Eight of them have been three balls. They've hit four. So far, so good, John.
Ty Drake, he's been quiet. Has not attempted a shot. Bannister doing a good job on him defensively.
No, I like it. Cam's all over him, trying to prevent him from getting the ball and not worried about helping out. That's going to be a key.
Ben Pirtle outside. Now gives it to Drake. Bannister on him. Now Drake directs a little traffic. Now wants the left side cleared. He still has it.
Ooh.
Nice dribble there.
Oh, my.
Got it. Oh, nice. That's crossover pretty dribble. Created a little space. Ty Drake in the books with his first 2 points. That was a pretty move.
He didn't quite break his ankles, but that was a heck of a move.
It was indeed. Lead is 4, 12-8. And out of bounds. What do we got?
I believe Fig knocked it out of bounds. Should be Edgewood ball. Here comes Ike Chastain.
Yeah, the big fella. Wonder why he didn't. Well, again, they were looking for the quickness of Edgewood. Now, he's a big guy, Ike Chastain. Big 6 foot, 6 inch guy. Probably a lineman at the next level if he chooses to play football.
And who did Edgewood bring in to counteract him right away? Caleb Norris,
number
34.
Taylor drives. Stops. Nice leaves pass. It. Norris puts up a shot and got it. Give the assist to Taylor and Caleb Norris. You just mentioned his name. He's in the scoring book.
Comes right in and gets a bucket over the top of Chastain.
Edgewood back on top, 14-8. Garner out top. Minute 40 in the quarter. Garner leads it for Steimel. Now to Figg. They throw it inside to the big guy, and he couldn't handle it. And Caleb Norris out of there with the steal. He leaves it for Keto in the front court. Taylor maybe got away with a foot shuffle, missed the three, and tracking down that board is Ike Chastain. Chastain averaging 12 points, 7 rebounds a contest. Long three by Garner. And man, he came up short on that one. And Taylor with a rebound. And the Edgewood fans giving it to him on the air ball. Now Norris from the free throw line.
Oh.
No good. Rebound, no, pulled down by Howard at the offensive end. They'll reset the offense. Exactly 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Edgewood on top, 14-8. Jayton Howard gives it to Joe Keto out top. Garner on him, tight. Now Keto drives behind the back dribble. Now to Norris. Taylor loads it up over on the left baseline.
Oh,
nice pass inside. Norris lays it in. Nice look inside by Taylor. Norris, his second basket. Taylor with another assist. And it's 16-8 Edgewood.
One of the things J.B. Neal talked about, Trevor Taylor learning how to get others their points.
Another first shot by Figg. Clanked that one up there. Keto with a rebound, and he was hammered by Kevin Figg. But Keto doing a good job blocking out inside. Got the rebound, and we got a foul on Figg. Now here we got Parker Harrington coming in. Also checking in for the Mustangs, Curtis Cowden. J.B. Neal with the luxury of an 8-point lead here.
Well, and also, he's got a good bench anyway,
John.
He might as well use them.
I bet we want you guys to stay fresh.
Tate Balcam will probably play in the second quarter and give Keto a breather. And that would be four guys playing off the bench already.
Edgewood likely holding it for the last shot. Bannister with it. Now to Keto. Now to Taylor. Now to Keto. They swing it back to Cowden. There's a long three by Harrington.
My.
So all of Edgewood, well, no, with the exception of the two baskets by Norris, all the points came from behind the line. 19-8 our score at the end of one. Back with the second quarter. After this one-minute break, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. Well, J.B. Neal said at the pregame show it was important for his team to get off to a good start. They've done that. Also, it's important for them to play at an up-tempo pace, and Terry, they've done that as well.
Yeah, no, a fantastic start for Edgewood, and Edgewood 7-14 from the field. Oh, there's a steal already.
Taylor with it, takes it in all the way, got it. So Trevor Taylor now with 5 points. Defense turned into offense all alone at the other end, and laying it in was like Chastain.
They cannot get beat like that on the break if they're going to press things and try to speed them up. That's one thing they don't want, is to give up a wide open layup because somebody got behind you, John.
Edgewood on top, 21-10. I'll tell you what, the Sullivan team, they're big, but I don't think they can run with Edgewood. I do not.
Very good point by you. I agree 100%.
From what I've seen so
nice.
Far, smooth by Taylor. Oh, how'd he miss that one? Steimel with it, or correct me, that was Figg. He had the rebound. Now quickly the other way is Garner, and now they'll set up the offense. Ty Drake, very quiet, 2 points in the first quarter. Came in at game time averaging 18 points a game.
Yeah, he's kind of, I would bet he and choose his shots. He's a senior. He's probably started for a couple years, if not three. So here's a long three by him right there.
He missed that one, and the littlest guy on the court tracking down the board, Joe Keto. Quickly in the front court is Taylor. Taylor, they reverse it over to Norris. Norris, nice move, gets it over to Keto. And they go inside. That is Bannister. And now they'll give it to Taylor. They'll reset the offense. Harrington loads up from three, rims out, and track it down. A rebound is the big guy, Ike Chastain. Garner in the front court. Edgewood on top, 21-10. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz, Alec Lester high atop one Cindy Center. Glad to have you along with us tonight. Inside, Figg. Figg double-teamed. Somebody's going to be open. It's Garner. Now they get it over to Pirtle. Three on the way. He missed that one. And let's see, they say last touch by whom? Garner didn't want to touch it going out of bounds. He thought it was last touch by somebody from Edgewood. He would have had an opportunity to save it. The officials have a quick conference there, and they say Edgewood basketball.
That's the right call. It was an air ball and went out of bounds. Caleb Norris tried to keep anybody else from grabbing it and also tried to make sure he didn't touch it himself, and he didn't. That's a good call.
Edgewood on top, 21-10. We got a new face in. That's Tate Balcom. Balcom in the front court. Pirtle on him. Balcom leads it over to Howard. Howard out top. Free throw line. Now gets it over to Taylor. They run a little weave action. Taylor stops inside. Gets it back to Howard. Howard stops. And looking now for somebody to get it to. And now Norris gets it over on the far baseline. With it now is Bannister. Bannister, nice inside to Norris. They say he stepped on the he got a foul.
They did call a foul.
I thought they were going to say he stepped on the baseline.
He was.
Well, he ran into a brick wall outside Chastain.
Sure did, but if they hadn't have called that block, he was going out of bounds. So it's one of those bang-bang plays. Hey, we're at Edgewood. They should get the call.
Norris gets the inbound pass. Now he leaves it for Balcom. Balcom to Chayton Howard. Howard dribbles left side. Still has it. Now stops. And goes back out to Bannister. Bannister now out top. He gives it to Taylor. Edgewood setting up the offense. Spreading the floor here a little bit. Balcom gives it over to Bannister in the corner. Bannister stops. Puts up a little 8-foot jumper. Got it. Bannister now 5 points. Edgewood's lead now 23-10. Well, I'll tell you what, a number of different players can score for this Edgewood team. I was looking here preparing for the game. They played, this is what, their eighth game. They've already had six guys who have scored, at least has had one game in double figures. So you really can't key in on one guy.
Balance is there.
All right, here we go. Pirtle out top. Taylor comes out to greet him. Now they give it to Steinle on the left baseline. Now he drives it back out top. Now they go on the other side in the corner. Pirtle, they're trying to get the ball inside, but Edgewood doing a good job interior defense. Now it's the big, the thin guy, the tall drink of water, Ty Drake.
Jaden Howard kind of bumped Chastain, and Chastain looked over like a fly at him and kind of laughed.
He's a big boy,
no question. Stout.
He could put up hay all summer long. There's a long three, and that was missed. Rims out. Chastain, though, with the offensive rebound, back up. No, but he, I think, committed a foul at the offensive. That was Jackson Shake that took that three that missed it. And, boy, they just called a foul on Chastain. That's his second. He's an aggressive player, and that's going to make him a lot less aggressive. Now, I'm not sure that was the right call, but from the Edgewood perspective, it was the right call.
Yeah, wow.
That's a break for the Mustangs.
Yes.
And that's not a good one for Sullivan.
Well, he stayed in the ballgame for right now anyway.
Again, he didn't start the ballgame. Howard took it right at the big guy, and I think now he got three. They probably should have taken him out the last dead ball. Yep, that's his third.
Yeah, they should have got him out. You know, Jeff Moore has been a coach at Sullivan for 28 years, just got his 400th win not long ago, and he's a very good basketball coach, and this is a team they've been waiting on. They may only play seven guys most of the time, but this is a very, very good ball club.
Now we have a conference between a couple of the officials.
Yeah, that's always a moment of concern for me.
Obviously, he was shooting the basketball when he got fouled.
Well, sure
there's
was.
No question about that. And the foul was on Chastain, so I'm not sure what they have to discuss.
He still hadn't taken Chastain out, but I think he's coming out.
All right, there's Howard, made an 88% shooter at the line. He's got 4 points. So Garner coming back in. And also coming back in is Kevin Figg. Howard averaging 14 points, 6 rebounds a contest. He's 2-for-2 from the stripe.
First free throws of the night, John.
And Edgewood leading 25-10.
Still full court pressure, just man-to-man token, just trying to make Sullivan move a little faster than they might want to.
All right, now we got the big guy on the bench. Now the other big guy is Ty Drake, and he'll load up from three ball in, and he misses that one, and coming out of there with a rebound is Bannister. Keto quickly in the front court. Balcom running the court well.
Nice.
Left hand lays it in. Give the assist to Joe Keto and takes Balcom.
Biggest lead.
And now we have a timeout by Sullivan. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. They lead it 27-10 on WGCL. Well, the JV game wasn't even close. Edgewood's JV, coached by Jeff Harrington, 64-28, blew him out.
Wow, yeah.
And this varsity contest, we thought this one would be a lot closer, but right now, 27-10.
And
Edgewood's on the verge of doing the same thing in the varsity game.
And Edgewood's playing a 1-3-1 zone half court right now. Not a half court trap, 1-3-1 zone. Cam Bannister up on the point, and Chase Collier in the middle. I love this defense. I don't know why more high school teams don't use it. It creates only two places where you can really shoot the ball.
Well, there's one of those spots, and that shot was bricked.
That was an air ball.
Now the rebound was put up by Figg. Missed it. Got his own rebound back up and in. The shot initially missed by Steimel. Figg got the rebound, missed a shot, put it back up, and he got it. 27-12, the lead 15 for the Mustangs. Joe Keto in the front court. Now drives to the basket, leaves it for, there's Balcom a three. Boy, he missed that one bad, and Figg with a rebound. That one wasn't even close.
I think somebody opened a door. There was a side breeze on there.
Boy, Pirtle now three the other way. Deep rebound, Joe Keto. Keto doing a job on the boards tonight. Balcom runs the court. Now that's nice play defensively. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Garner. I thought he knocked the ball clean from Balcom.
Wow.
Now that's where Balcom's effective because the young man can fly. And he can score points in transition for you. That's his strength.
Very good point. And with him and Joe Keto both on the floor, that's a lot of speed in the backcourt for the Mustangs.
All right, Balcom has not hit a free throw all season.
He will now.
Kind of a line drive, but it goes in.
That's the first thing I would tell him is put some air under that.
They don't get no style points for that one. We have a 17-point lead. Yeah, he put a little more air under that one. He missed it. And a rebound pulled down by Steimel. 28-12, Edgewood on top, 2:31 remaining in the first half.
Now we switched back. Edgewood went to a man-to-man. I like it. JB's mixing up the defenses a little bit. And I think Sullivan's a little perplexed right now, John. They're just not getting anything that they want in this game.
Well, again, they came in 5-0, but maybe the five teams that they played, maybe not quite the caliber of who they're facing tonight.
No, I wouldn't. I would agree with that. And JB mentioned that when we talked, and I agree. But there's something about this is a rivalry game.
Oh yeah, definitely.
This is not going to stay 28-16.
Oh no.
If Edgewood blows these guys out, I'll be shocked.
Steimel with it in the corner, now makes his way to the basket, drives right at Howard. He got the roll, and Howard picked up the foul. That was a nice move to the basket by Steimel.
Yeah, great move by Stan Steimel.
Steimel is good. Personal foul number 24.
That'll be Chayton's first foul.
Now Steimel, when he goes to the free throw line, it's an adventure. Only a 40% shooter. So let's see what a 40% shooter looks like.
Yeah, that was a big bucket, needed bucket by Sullivan right there from one of their leaders. So we'll see how it goes.
Steimel, broad shoulders. Again, they got some good farm hands on this team.
Now these guys.
And they clank that one in the rebound. Garner out of bounds. They say last touched by, no, they're going to call a foul. I think Howard just picked up his second.
Yes, sir, he did.
I mean, it was an aggressive play, but still. Unfortunately, he committed a foul, and they're going to get him out of there. Harrington coming back in. And I mentioned that they've had six players who have scored in double figures for Edgewood. This young man off the bench, Parker Harrington, is one of them. He had a high game of 11 earlier this season. Pirtle will throw it in. He's given Coach Neal some good minutes off the bench. Steinle outside. Now he gets the offense going to give it over to Ty Drake. Drake. He'll go back out top to Pirtle. Now to Steinle. Posting up down underneath his fig. Instead, they'll stay outside. Now Ty Drake trying to get a little separation. Gets it over to Pirtle. Pirtle drives inside. Gives the ball off to Fig.
Kevin Fig.
And Fig gets the basket, and he was fouled by Harrington.
Now, you can see what happens when Sullivan has a chance to work their offense and get a few things that they like to do. Edgewood's got a couple of subs in guarding the down low players as Fig hits the free throw. And suddenly, the lead is cut to 11.
It was 27-10 not that long ago. And
right.
Now, what do we got here? Looks like a turnover on Edgewood.
Only the second turnover of the game for Edgewood. There's only two apiece. Very clean game on the floor. These kids are playing good.
Sullivan on a 7-1 run here to get back in it. 28-17. Again, they trail by as many as 17. Now we have a little officials doing a little.
Steimel and Parker Harrington were just having a friendly conversation.
They had to do a little detente there.
A little detente. The referees, you know, had to stick their nose in it. Now, there was no problem.
Steimel now makes his way to the basket. Still has it.
And whoops. Whoop,
whoops. Whoops. Slips out of his hands.
There's a fourth turnover for Sullivan.
It was a remarkable turnover. I mean, when you're just typical, just dribbling it out of bounds, he whoop, right out of his hands. Bannister with it the other way, gives it over to Norris, who's back in there.
A bit more pressure by Sullivan now, John. They sense they're kind of back in this ball game, and now they're picking up full court and trying to trap a little bit and cause Edgewood. It's Joe Tito
inside. He got fouled, but they didn't call it. Drake with a rebound. Drake comes back the other way, gives it over to Garner. Three on the way. Got it.
There's trouble.
Shane Garner now with 9 points and 28-20. Edgewood's lead has been cut to 8, under a minute remaining in the first half.
Told you they'd make a run. Now, Edgewood, good possession here. Get a nice shot. Don't be in a hurry. The clock, it's 40 seconds left in the half. John, this quarter's went fast. I may not let them get the ball back for the last shot right now.
Well, they're running the old 1-4 offense right now. Now Harrington coming out to get it. A little ISO there out of Taylor.
Don't be in a hurry.
Taylor gives it back to Keto. Keto back to Taylor. 22 seconds to go in the half.
It's going to be a last shot. And JB might wring somebody's neck if it's not. And, Trevor Taylor pulls it out now to the Mustang in the center of the court.
Ooh, I like
and
it.
We're
one
at 10
on one.
Seconds.
I like it. I like it. The ISO. Nope. Goes into the corner. That's Cowden. He lost it momentarily. Got it back. Now to Keto. We're at 3 seconds. Joe takes it. A little runner. And he couldn't get the roll. Rebound by Fig. And he fires a strike, but it doesn't go anywhere. 28-20. Boy, that would have taken somebody's head off had they been walking underneath the basket. at the opposite end. Edgewood 28-20 leaders here at the half. And we'll continue with more of the Mustang Corral after this two-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL.
Your home for high school sports in Monroe County, News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL Bloomington.
Back here at the Mustang Corral, where proud moms and pops and grandparents, they got the cameras rolling as the Edgewood Mustang varsity and junior varsity cheerleaders putting on a tumbling demonstration. They are the halftime entertainment. Edgewood on top here, 28-20. Mustangs led at the end of the first stop, 19-8. Built that lead to as many as 17 points, 27-10. And that was when Sullivan had had enough. They heard Terry Stoltz at some point say that, hey, this is a rivalry game, and I'm going to see a run from Sullivan. And it wasn't long after that, Terry, that they made that run. They closed the half on a 10-1 run to get back in it. They trail 28-20 here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by J&S Locksmith, proud to sponsor high school athletics. Stop and see Jimmy and the crew, 508 West 17th Street here in Bloomington, the eye center of southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer, 334-1213. And by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. You can visit them online at kellerheating.com.
Well, John, quite a game, 28-20 at the half. Mustangs a little colder in that quarter after shooting 50%, 7-14 to lead off the ball game. Shot 3-for-8 in that quarter. They finished the half 10-for-22 for 45%. A total of 5-for-12 from three ball range. Not bad there. 3-for-4 at the free throw line. And rebounding in both these teams. Tied at 11 for the Mustangs. They had three guys with 5 points apiece. Chayton Howard, Trevor Taylor, and Cam Bannister all had 5 4 points for Caleb Norris off the bench. 3 each for Tate Balcam and Parker Harrington off the bench. 3 for Joe Keto, Chase Collier, and Curtis Cowden did not score. Chase is a starter and played quite a bit. Curtis off the bench. For the Sullivan Golden Arrows, they warmed up a little bit in that quarter. 5-for-12 for the quarter, 8-for-20 for the half for 40%, 3-for-12 from three-ball range, so 25%, not very good there. They're 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and they, as I said, had 11 rebounds. They're led by 5'10 senior Shane Garner. He has 9 points. He's 3-for-4 from the field, John, all on threes. 5 points by Kevin Figg. 2 points apiece from Dan Steimel, Ike Chastain, who does have a little foul trouble already with 3, and Ty Drake. There's your total of 20. 28-20 halftime. Edgewood had his lead as big as, what, 14?
17.
17, you're right. And you really could see Sullivan is an experienced ball team. They slowed it down. Then they decided to press a little bit, forced a couple of Edgewood turnovers. 4 turnovers at the end of the first half for Sullivan, but I still only had Edgewood for 2. So, well-played ball game all the way around.
Chayton Howard, the only Mustang in any kind of foul trouble. He has 2. The other thing, Ty Drake came in averaging 18 points a game for Sullivan. He was held to only 2 points.
Yeah, he's 1-for-3. He hasn't taken any shots. He took 2 threes in that second quarter. He's got a couple of rebounds. But I would imagine that he's going to come out and try to assert himself. But as we talked in the opening, this is a team that's got 4 or 5 different guys that can score.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's going to split up right now. Figg and Garner are the ones keeping them in the ball game. We'll see what happens in the second half.
28-20 our score. We'll continue with more from the Mustang Corral after this one-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. Well, back here at the Mustang Corral, 28-20. Sullivan has returned to the court. One other ball game we're following tonight. Bloomington South taking on Lowell. It's in a holiday tournament there at Bloomington South. Now, Lowell has an outstanding football program. Very rich history. Not sure about the basketball. And tonight's score is any indication. They're suffering through lean times. Wilmington South leads at the half, 30-11. Chance Coyle, the Bobby Buckets, that's what they call him.
Bobby Buckets.
Bobby Buckets has 20 points here tonight. So, Lowell, that's if you're from Lawrence County, a lot of Lawrence Countyans have trouble with the L's. So,
There's a lot of things.
Yeah, I know, but it comes out as Lowell. If you're down there, it's Lowell. So you really have to work on getting those L's in there. Lowell, be like Lowell Farquhar or Lowell back on the TV show Wings. Remember, he was the maintenance guy.
I remember who you're talking
That's
about
the only Lowells I know. Lowell Farquhar, he was on the Beverly Hillbillies years ago. You have to be a certain age to remember that one. But he played Mrs. Drysdale's father. Thank you very much.
I watched that.
That's tonight's TV trivia.
Well, you know what? Our listeners would have been better off with another one-minute commercial break.
Yeah, they probably would have after that one.
However, we do have this game has started to materialize into the game we thought it would be at 28-20. Now, I want to see J.B. Neal's team come out in this half.
First 5 minutes.
Yeah, first 5 minutes. Just get that lead back up into double digits. If Sullivan wants to press again, let's be heads up and ready for the press, because this is a time right now that Sullivan could come out and score the first 4 points, and then this is, you talk about momentum lost from Edgewood. So we'll see. It's very interesting. First 5 minutes of the second half. Huge.
They're also going to have to continue doing a good job on Ty Drake again.
Yeah, absolutely.
That man came in averaging 18 points a game, hitting 81% of his shots inside the line. And then again, they've just shut him down tonight again. Ike Chastain, he didn't start the ball game, the big guy in the middle. And really wasn't much of a factor, only had those 2 points. And when he picked up those three fouls, yeah. I mean, he really hasn't gotten the rhythm of this game.
No, he had 3 rebounds and 2 points and 3 fouls. So I would stick closely to Mr. Shane Garner, personally.
Yeah, I mean, where would they be without him?
Yeah, they'd be in sad shape. And Kevin Figgs, the type of guy from some of the articles I've read, is that he just keeps plug. I don't think he came out in that half.
If he did, it was just for a possession.
Briefly,
and came right back in.
And he's just a sophomore. So we'll see what happens. Here we go, John.
Edgewood right to left on the radio dial here in the second half. Taylor with it. He was open for a second there at the free throw line. And instead passed it off. They'll continue to run the offense. Taylor outside. Now gives it over to Kido. Kido, nice pass inside. Norris weaves his way.
All right.
I think Mr. Chastain just picked up his fourth.
We'll start with Caleb
yes,
Norris.
Yes, sir.
And probably just for that reason, because Chastain was going to be out there.
You know, that might have been the play they wanted to run, was try to get that fourth foul on him.
I'd agree.
All right, Norris at the free throw line, and he missed it. Shoot. He's really struggled. He's only a 17% free throw shooter.
Yeah, well, he's.
But again, he hasn't had that many attempts,
no,
but
he's
still.
Not. Knock this one down, Caleb.
Norris, second free throw. Boy, missed that one really bad. Coming down with the rebound was Fig.
It's Kevin Figg's fifth rebound. I've got him four. Like I said, he just does everything well.
Portal in the front court gets it to Garner. Garner with Keto on him. Now over to Ty Drake. Drake leaves it over to Figg. Figg goes right at. We got what?
They're carrying the ball.
Wow. Our obligatory carry call.
I think they do it a lot more than they call it. And here's this full court press again. 2-2-1.
Barely got
full
it across
court.
Bannister. I thought Figg was going to make a steal there. Now they get it out to Taylor. Now Edgewood will run their offense. Keto gives it to Howard. Loads up from the corner. Three. Missed that one. Rebound. Figg got another one. He's got what? Six now.
He's got 6 rebounds.
Pirtle the other way. Still has it. And put up a
nice
shot.
Move.
I thought he was going to dribble out of bounds and run out of room, but he scores his first 2 points of the game. 28-22. Edgewood's lead cut to 6. Again, they are on a 12-5 run.
Oh, man.
Howard reverses it to Taylor. He's open for three. Sets. He was able to set, but he missed that one. And getting the rebound, though, is Chayton Howard. Howard brings it back out. They'll give it to Kido. They'll run some offense now.
Huge rebound there by Chayton Howard on kind of a bad shot.
Kido dribbles left, took it all the way. Got hammered on his way to the basket by Pirtle. Now, Kido on the year. Just 71% at the line. Now, when he was a freshman, he was like a 95% free throw shooter. I'm not sure why. I don't know. Maybe he's getting stronger. Maybe that's something to do with it.
I don't know.
As a freshman, he was money. He was money at the stripe, but maybe he's just lost some of that flexibility. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. He needs to hit both these, and he does the first one.
Keto had a game earlier this year, 27 points. There used to be a time he couldn't score 27 points in 10 games.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even shoot. Well, of course, he never would shoot the ball. Now he's got 5 points now.
And the Mustangs picking up full court also, and I do like this. Just they have the depth to be able to press a lot more than they do. But on a team like this, John, as JB said, I don't want them running their sets in half court. I'm going to make them move the ball.
Gardner now with the ball. Out top, gives it over to Pirtle on the right wing. Now Pirtle, and we got a foul, a hold.
That's Trevor Taylor. Ticky-tap crap. I tell you what, he did put his left hand on the guy's hip, which I guess you're
right.
supposed
well,
to
but
not
then,
supposed
what
to
what
do.
What about
it.
Pirtle doing the arm bar? He was letting that
well,
go.
That didn't matter, did it? He
nope.
called holding on Taylor, and I think that's a call that can doesn't need to be made right now.
That was Taylor's second foul, by the way. 8-point lead for the Mustangs. 6 minutes exactly remaining in the third quarter. Edgewood on top. They have led pretty much throughout the ball game. Well, actually, they have led throughout the ball game.
Yeah, they jumped right out quickly with a three and kept the pedal to the metal.
They reverse it over to Steimel. He'll load up from three to land. Misses that one. Taylor skying for the rebound, and here comes Edgewood. Now with it is Norris. Takes it all the way. Nice move off the glass. No. Taylor tips it. No good. And coming down with a rebound is Steimel. Steimel with it. Now stops, looks for a guard, or looks for a shorter guard, and he gives it over to Carter. So, again, they got a three-guard lineup. Pirtle in from the side, gets it to Steimel. Steimel got a shot blocked by Norris. Norris with a rebound. Caleb gives it over. Bannister, left hand, got it. Cam Bannister now 7 points in a double-digit lead, 32-22. Edgewood calls a half-minute break. We'll keep it right here.
Well, good job. Get it cut to six right off the bat. A couple of blank, empty possessions. And then a couple of nice possessions, a good fast break. Edgewood gets the lead back to 10, 32-22. I like it. It's a way to start the half.
Now the Mustangs again at one point in this game led by 17 points, 27-10.
Yep, you're right.
Only to watch them go on that turned out to be a 10-1 run. Close the half. Edgewood's lead again with 17, cut to 8 at the break. Again, they cut it to 6. Sullivan did right out of the gate in the second half, and Edgewood got it back up to double digits, and here we are. Play set to resume. Again, the JV game tonight, Edgewood a big win there, 64-28. And that one, that game, I'm not sure it was as close as what, because
no,
Coach Harrington, he went to the deep end of the bench very early on in the second half of that one.
Full court, man-to-man again. By Edgewood.
Ty Drake with the ball. Taylor's on him. Drake dribbles on the right side. Now he'll go left, out top. And now Harrington is on him. They give it over to Garner. Long three. That one he missed. Keto got the rebound. He was fouled. He was coming down with the board, and Fig hit him, and Joe hit the deck, and we got a foul. It's Fig's second.
That's a 4th rebound that I have Joe Keto for, which doesn't surprise me because he's always around the ball. Now, full court man-to-man again by Sullivan. So both teams trying to keep the pressure on each other.
Joe still with it and lost the handle. Tried to dribble through two guys. You can't do that. Fig with it. Nice pass to Pirtle. Pirtle the other way. And
Keto.
Keto with a good play defensively. Now, of the 10 guys on the court, Joe Keto's the fastest guy out there.
Yeah, he came from out of nowhere. And I know he was a little mad about getting the ball stolen from him.
Well, he tried to dribble through two guys.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
You can't do that. And you know what? That's what the press is designed to do.
All right, Drake with it. Now to Garner. Garner fakes the three. Took it inside. Lost the handle momentarily. Got it back. Goes inside to Fig. Off the glass. No good. Taylor tips it over to Norris, who ends up with the rebound. Keto in the front court. Now leaves it to Norris on the wing. Now back to Keto. Joe had the three if he wanted it. Drives inside. Lays it up. No good. If he used the glass, he probably would have got it. He tried to lay it over the rim, and he missed it. Fig with a rebound.
Gotta use the glass. I know it's not sexy, kids, but it works.
Ty Drake with it the other way. Pulls up. Little 8-footer short. And a rebound pulled down by Harrington. Boy, he's had a great game off the bench tonight, Mr. Harrington has.
Yes, he has.
Tito with it on the left baseline. Now he'll go back out top. No, he's got a wide open banister in the corner. Three
got it.
Away. No, that was a two. Said his foot was on the line. He's got, 9 points?
That's 9 points.
And the
now
lead back
Cam.
Up to 12, 34-22.
Good job. Good job. Again, Ty Drake misses a short point blank shot.
Oh, yeah. How'd he miss that?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, give Cam Bannister a lot of credit. He's got a nice offensive game going with nine, and he's the one that's holding Ty Drake down right now.
Pirtle with it now. Over to Garner. Garner, a long three. Boy, he brought some rain with that one. We're going to get some rain tonight,
man. I'll tell you what, man, that's a pretty, pretty shot.
Sure is. He's got 12 points, all of them by way of three, 34-25. And the other way, we got a travel call on Bannister.
Good call.
Substitutions. We've got Chayton Howard coming back in. Stimel also coming back in. I think Garner's going to get a break. Kids played hard here tonight. He'll be back in there shortly. Just let him catch his breath.
Tell you what, that's, I dare say it, that his shot almost looks as good as mine used to.
Stimel looks a whole lot better than mine ever did.
And
look at there, unforced turnover.
Unforced is right. They're really just an errant pass by, I believe it was Fig.
It was Fig trying to get it over to Drake. Yeah, Drake getting frustrated again. He's only got 2 points. He has not scored in the second half. Wait, scored that basket in the first half.
Tito. I could joke Tito putting on a show.
He sure
Jeff
is.
Moore wants carrying, and I'm not sure he shouldn't have got
it. Yeah, he probably should have. Now they go down low. Bannister posted up.
That's
got
an offensive foul.
Charge.
Add the chicken wing. That's a good call.
So that's Bannister's first foul.
Yeah, I was going to say that's his first foul, but.
Cowden will check in.
He used the chicken wing, and he charged into him when the chicken wing didn't work.
Yeah,
it was a double whammy. But I like the aggressive. I love the aggressive move by Cam when he's kind of got it going, and he's got a post-up possibility down there.
Stimel now runs the point. Out top, Taylor on him. Now they give it over to Drake. Drake way out there. And coming out to greet him is Curtis Cowden. Cowden to go in the corner now to Pirtle. Pirtle gives it over to Drake. Drake now makes his way to the basket. Pulls up about 10 feet. Got it.
Telling you, he's not going to miss those all night.
Drake now, 4 points, lead cut to 7, 34-27, 2:18 to go in the quarter. Taylor with the ball. Go ahead.
Oh, 2-2-1 trap. Not really bothering Edgewood, but definitely they're wary. They're wary of it.
Taylor now to Harrington.
There you go. Set it up now. That's it.
Cito has it. They're on the left wing. Now he'll take it back out top. Gets it back over now to Taylor.
Beautiful move. Well, beautiful move. And one.
Now, Pirtle says, hey, I think he took an extra step in there someplace. Pirtle with a foul.
Yeah, that's his second, I believe. That's a nice Euro step. I mean, if they're going to let you travel and let you do it all the time in college, in the pros. Trevor Taylor says, I can do it.
I think he did it right there.
Yeah, he just did.
Pirtle.
All right, and a great free throw.
I think Pirtle went to the bench, didn't
he? Yeah, I think he did.
Taylor hits the free throw. He's now got, 8 points?
Yeah, I believe he's got eight.
Lead back up to double digits, 37-27. We got a foul.
And it's his third, and again, Stan Stimel's a senior. Trevor's a freshman. Again, he just put his hands on him. JB puts his hands out and goes, what are you doing? Again, you're out 25 feet from the basket, and you're putting your hand on the guy. Trevor with three is going to take a seat for a minute.
And Harrington checking in for him.
That 37-27.
The third foul, so Sullivan a long way away from shooting one and one.
Yeah.
Taylor now with it, far corner. Bannister's on him. Now Taylor makes
same
his
move.
Way to the basket. That is about a 12-footer. Now you see why young man averages 15 points a game.
Yeah, and
that's a nice soft
that's
shot.
The second straight time he's ran that play, and he's hit them both. Don't let him get going.
Bannister with it. Now over to Harrington in the left corner. Now back out Keto out top. They'll reset it. They swing it over to the far side to a Chayton Howard. Howard stops. A little
beautiful
jumper. Missed it. And a rebound pulled down by, I believe
Jackson
that's a new
Shake.
Face in there.
Jackson
that's
Shake.
Jackson Shake. Saw the 1-4. Thought there might have been another
nice
four.
Steal.
Howard with a steal on Drake. Now Howard across the midcourt stripe. Leaves it for Joe Keto. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. 8-point lead for the Gedgewood Mustangs. Again, they have led it from the get-go. It's been tied a couple of times, but they've been pretty much the leaders here tonight scoring. Bannister with it out top, drives inside.
Foul.
Forced a shot, and he got fouled by Garner.
See, now that was a trip down. 37-29, Sullivan makes a trip down. Edgewood gets a stop. The stop came after Edgewood came up empty, and that's something JB is wanting them to do. Now you've got a chance to push it back to 10. Cam Bannister is going to shoot two.
53% shooter at the stripe. Got that one to go down.
These are the ways you take control of games. Stop and score. Now, here's a big key. Go back to the other end after Cam hits this free throw and stop him again.
And they get the lead back to double digits as Cam hits both free throws.
You like that? 39. I put the positive on him right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right.
Edgewood needs a stop here, and I think it will be tremendous help in getting this ball game.
35 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Steimel out top. Looks over to his head coach.
If I'm Jeff Moore, I don't want our guys to do anything but take the last shot here.
Yep. Well,
there's no two for one in high school basketball.
No, there's not. Steimel, I guess the question is, who's going to take it? Might be Mr. Garner. Garner with four threes here tonight. I don't think it's going to be Steimel. I don't think he's the guy you want taking it.
It's going to be either Drake or Garner. I agree with you, John.
It looks like it's going to be Drake.
They got
the ISO play here. Bannister on him. Pulls up free throw line. Got it. Ty Drake with 6 points in a quarter. That's the end of the third quarter. 39-31. We'll have the fourth quarter call after this 1 minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. 39-31. Edgewood on top. Chayton Howard, who had 5 points in the first half, did not score in that third quarter. Still has two fouls. The only guy really in any kind of foul trouble, Ike Chastain, has four. And he is still on the bench for Sullivan. Ty Drake got in track there in the third quarter. He scored 6 points. He's got eight now in the game. It's still well below his average of 18 points a game. And now Edgewood coming out back in that 1-3-1. Garner with it. Now over to Drake. Now Garner. Garner got his shot blocked. Howard, and Howard is fouled on the rebound. Fig, that's the second foul that Fig has committed in that manner. He's got three.
Substitution number four, Pirtle.
And now Pirtle coming in as Jackson Shake will sit out. Oh, what a great name that is. Jackson
Shake. I love that.
All right, Keto will throw it in. And he gets it into Bannister. Bannister picked up in the backcourt by Garner. Now gets it over to Keto. Keto with it. They're going to double team when they can, but Joe's pretty quick. They couldn't get it to do it. Taylor down low into Bannister. Bannister reverses it. Off the glass. Good.
Cam Bannister is having a great game tonight. Not only playing outstanding defense, but now he's got 13 points, I believe.
41-31. 7-10 remaining in the fourth quarter. That's with the double-digit lead. Ty Drake out top. Bannister giving him a lot of space there. Now they go to Steimel. Steimel, Taylor is on him. What have we got? A foul. Oh, I think they're going to. Nope, going to be on. Wow, that was on Fig. That was away from the ball. Fig's got four, so he joins Mr. Chastain with four fouls. Taylor with it. Garner on him. Taylor against pretty quick. Not as, quite as quick as Joe Keto, but he's pretty quick.
Yeah, he is. He is a quick kid.
All right, they go in the corner, Chayton Howard. Howard looking to get back into the scoring column after being shut down in the third quarter. Howard still has it out top. Now over to Taylor. Taylor on the right wing. Now he leaves it for Howard. Howard drives, gives it over to Keto. Keto thought about a three, and now he'll make his way to the basket. Took it, lost the handle. Ball loose on the floor.
Nice
Keto
job.
Got it back, gets it back out to Taylor.
Just didn't let that turnover happen. Nice
Taylor
move.
Inside, slaps into the hoop, and he's fouled. I think it's either Fig or Garner that got him. And now the Sullivan guys are talking amongst themselves. And I don't think they're asking each other what they got somebody for Christmas. They were not happy.
And that was on Garner.
That's his third. It looked like it was a little chippy.
Yeah, no, they're
They're getting frustrated.
They are
doing.
A little frustrated. They're down 10. They haven't lost a game as Taylor misses that free throw.
Ranked 14th in the state of Indiana.
In 3A. So, and you've got, really, what you've got is a couple of senior and junior talking as he cans the second one.
Taylor, 2-3 from the stripe. 42-31. The lead is 11. Quickly, they get the ball to Drake McCall.
Oh, and a steal by Keto.
And Keto picked his pocket. 42-31, Keto with a number of steals here tonight. Bannister at the other end. Now they'll set up the offense. 42-31, 6:05 in the fourth quarter. Trevor Taylor out top. Coming out to get him is Drake. Wanting the iso play, Taylor is. Now gives it over to Keto in the corner. That is Bannister. And now they'll reset the offense. Bannister coming back out top. Still has it. And gives it to Taylor. Looks like Edgewood might be wanting to run a little clock here.
Well, either that or they're not sure what they want to do because they just look a little discombobulated here.
Howard now with it. Norris posted up. Howard still has it. Got a little, what do we got, a block?
That's a charge.
I want to call the charge. Pirtle with it.
And an offensive charge is a turnover.
Edgewood did a pretty good job there of spreading the floor, getting a little iso there.
Absolutely.
For Howard, but Pirtle got in the way, and that was a foul, offensive foul, 42-31.
Yeah, it's only Edgewood. I've still only got him for five turnovers, so
and they've done a good job of the basketball tonight.
Yep.
It's a mark of a J.B. Neal team. Steimel with it, got it, but look at there, look at that arm bar. I think he's caught him out of bounds.
He stepped out of bounds.
I mean, Keto had position there, and Steimel was using the arm bar, and they just let it go right in front of the official. That's all right, though. He had a turnover, so all's well that ends well. Somebody said that somewhere along the line.
I've heard it a couple times.
42-31.
All right.
Picking him up in the backcourt, Sullivan is. Taylor with it. And that wasn't a great pass.
Well,
a lot of air underneath it.
A one-handed, left-handed pass falling
away.
The 10-second line.
And he threw it behind Howard.
Freshman. Here's the 1-3-1 again for Edgewood.
Pirtle with it. Tacking it a little bit. Now to Garner. They reverse it over to Drake. Now back to Pirtle. Pirtle drives to the basket. Got a pass inside and out of bounds. That wasn't a good pass by Pirtle at all.
No, it was a good thought, but I got a feeling that Ike Chastain does not move well to receive a basketball.
No, I don't think he does either. Well, we're going to keep it right here as we do have a timeout on the court. And I will tell you that among the sponsors of tonight's broadcast, Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green & Schultz toll-free, 866-685-6800, or visit them online, greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you. And by the good folks at IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center, sports medicine professionals at the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center help make athletes better, stronger, and faster. Find out more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. And by Comprehensive Financial Consultants, personalized strategies for creating income in retirement. Comprehensive Financial Consultants, visit them on the web at cfci.us or 334-3190. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, I'm very pleased at the way this game is.
Well, you said the first 5 minutes, you said that was going to be key for Edgewood, and they answered the bell here in the second half.
Yeah, it's been a good game. J.B. Neal had a fantastic game plan. He's carried it out, the rebounding. At the end of the third quarter, Edgewood had a 3-rebound edge totally, and I think they would have taken that playing against this strong physical team.
Out top is Joe Keto. Gives it over to Bannister. Now they're going to double-team whenever they can. That's what's important for them, the good ball movement. Now Keto outside, gives it over to Taylor.
Well, they are going to hang on to it now. I'll bet you they don't get anything but layups and free throws.
That's a foul on Drake. Again, if you're going to foul a guy, this is the guy to foul. Caleb Norris has really labored at the stripe this year.
0 for 2 tonight.
Again, unless one of my fingers hit. Oh, yeah, he's 17% free throw shooter. He missed that one really bad. I was going to say, unless I hit a different key when I was typing this thing up, I don't believe I did. He's 0 for 3 from the stripe, and that turned out to be a good foul by Ty Drake. 42-31, 4:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Pirtle gets it over to Steimel. Now back over to Pirtle to get across the midcourt stripe. Now they get the ball in the hands of Ty Drake. They're going to double team him, the Mustangs are, if they can. Well, they actually went back to the 1-3-1. Pirtle out top, Steimel to get it over to Drake. Drake gets to Pirtle. Pirtle drives and missed the shot. Rebound, Howard, and the big guy put it in. He actually could have called a foul on Pirtle over the back, but did not. Chastain ended up with the ball, and he lays it in. He's got 4 points, 42-33, lead cut to 9. Bannister in the front court. Out back to Keto. And now Taylor way outside, Steimel on him. Over to Chayton Howard. Howard with the big guy coming out on him. Now again, the big guy, he's a big guy, but he doesn't move very well either forwards, backwards, or laterally. Bannister with it, but again, he's a big guy. Takes up a lot of space.
You know, when you have a big lead, or 9's not a big lead, but when you have a lead and you completely take the air out of the ball like this, it's kind of like the prevent defense in football.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it'll prevent you from winning.
You're also making those guys, you're trying to make those guys also work defensively on the other side. We got a foul.
Should be.
But again, that's a guy you want to foul.
No, I mean,
it's Norris.
The thing is, Edgewood drives the guy with a guy that is their probably their worst free throw shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude's hustle plus. He'll rebound, he'll score underneath, but this is one thing that you really don't want him driving the ball unless he's going to lay it in.
Exactly. Well, here we go.
He's going to hit one, though. He's going to hit this one.
0-for-4 at the stripe. He's got the golden sombrero right now at the line. Come on, Caleb, take your time, buddy.
Well, the last one looked good.
It did look good.
It really did look like he was hitting that one. There it is.
Nope.
I'll be
that
dang.
That rims out.
I'm
rebound
shocked.
By Shake. He's returned to the lineup. 42-33, 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Steimel out top. Getting outside of a couple of ties, Edgewood has led this game throughout. Jumped out to the 3-0 lead. Shake with it on the right baseline. They're giving him that shot if he wants it. Now they go to Steimel in the corner. Now to Garner. They don't want him taking a three. Boy, he missed that one bad. Really didn't square up to the basket.
No, he didn't.
That wasn't the shot. And
good
Coach
rebound
Moore's
by
got
Cam
gray
Bannister.
Hair, and I think he just got a couple of more after
yeah,
that shot
does.
By Garner. All right, now
you're
we're in
kidding
this
me. That's not a foul.
And that was right in front of the official. Now we got a technical. Okay, well, they're going to call that one on
that's
Taylor.
Good. They're
but you
gonna
know
call
what?
It he on got Trevor Taylor.
Yeah, but the thing was,
he got manhandled.
He did get
they
manhandled.
Didn't call it.
They didn't call it.
Number
14. Well, that's unfortunate.
Taylor.
That's his fourth foul. Actually, that would be his fifth, isn't it, for the technical? Because it's a technical that counts as a foul.
Yes, but that's he's. I've just got
okay, that's
three.
Right. No, they didn't call a foul. That
yeah,
would be his fourth. Okay. I'm senior moment there for a moment. All right. Free
all
throw
right.
Shooter was Drake. Yeah, there wasn't a foul. Wasn't a foul call.
Jackson Shake met him out at the top as Drake hits both. And
that's right in front of the official.
I mean,
yeah, it's right in front
I mean,
of the official.
Just like a, it should have been called as a foul.
Yep. And Taylor was frustrated that it wasn't called as a foul. And again, he's a freshman. He'll learn.
So he made some comments, and he's, of course, JB's taking him out. Curtis Cowden in for him.
Let him cool off a little bit.
42-35. Now, John, starting to get a little
get a little antsy
a little
again.
Tight here.
It is.
And in Sullivan with the ball, the score here could really turn this thing their way.
We Garner it. With it out top. Gives it over to Steimel. Cowden's on him, now out top to Figg. Now to Steimel. Steimel thought about the three and thought better of it. Said, hey, taking that one, he might be sitting next to his head coach, Coach Moore. With it now is Drake. We want Drake to get a good shot here. Pulls up, that's about a 15-footer, rims out, rebound tipped around. Coming out of there, though, was Drake. He gives it, shot missed. We got a foul, though. Bannister got him, and that's going to be, I believe, Figg going to the stripe. That was a good play there by Drake.
Yeah, he
slashed into the hoop, and he gave it to a guy who was more open than him. Now Taylor getting ready to check back in after getting some words from Coach Neal. And shot was good by Figg.
Figg 2-for-2 from the line tonight.
Yeah, it is getting interesting.
Ty Drake looks like the character on the movie Breaking Away. as he hits his second. Oh, and also David the burglar. Stern. Yeah, and the burglar in the Home Alone
yeah,
series.
Yeah, it's David Stern. Oh, yeah. He does. The second runner-up in the David Stern look-alike contest.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
Wonder if he's ever heard that.
Boom.
All right,
boom.
Tito takes it inside. He got hammered, missed the shot. Garner, there was no call there. Stymel the other way. Burton, or not Burton, but Drake got him. Not sure where the Burton reference
came
from.
He got fouled, but he should have hit the layup. I mean, it looked like he just flung it up there, hoping to get the foul call. You know, you go up with your head up, Drake with a
There's
great
a little
move.
Runner, missed it. Rebound, Bannister. Yeah, Drake doesn't have very many muscles on those bones.
No,
he doesn't. But he's actually a pretty good ball player.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
Now, look for the shots. Run your offense. Forget this stall. Look for the offense. Get a good shot. 1:10 to go. You're up 5.
Now they maybe took the air out of the ball maybe a little early.
No, I think so. But, I mean, I'm not going to – hey, the way JB's coached and done this game, he's done it perfectly. Everything
sure
he
has.
Wanted to do, he's done, and everything he thought would slow down Sullivan, they did. So I hate to – and I'm not questioning him.
Oh, no.
This is a Terry Stultz personal opinion that he maybe started early at the five-minute mark.
Harrington, a 50% shooter at the stride. Hadn't had that many opportunities, and he missed there.
Well, I tell you what, they'll be shooting free throws when they get in here tomorrow morning because
yeah,
they're 1-for-6 in this quarter.
Yeah, they
and they were 8-for-11 yep. before that.
And it's not ice cold outside, so you can't blame the outside weather. Actually, it's a very nice day outside of the rain today. Harrington for this time of year. And he got
that
one.
He got
that
one.
Ooh. He kind of had to guide that one in. 43-37, lead back up to 6. 1 minute remaining in the fourth quarter. Pirtle inside, leaves it for Stymel. 3 on the way, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Joe Keto, and he got fouled by Garner.
Whoa.
Well, you had
big rebound by Keto.
You had Fig and I believe it was Howard. They were fighting for the ball, and then Keto kind of came around there and got the board.
He snuck in there and
got
it.
He didn't do all the work that those other guys were doing.
And Stymel shot in and out. I mean, John, that was down.
Yeah. He's got 4 fouls. Woo. Garner does.
Attaboy, Joe.
And Joe is perfect at the line tonight, 3-for-3.
We'll make it 4-for-4, get this thing up to a little breathe easy with 53.6 left.
And he missed
of
that
course,
one. Of
course, not
Bannister on the offensive rebound. And Edgewood now will reset
Beautiful.
The offense. Taylor, nope, we don't need another shot way out there. We're going to score any more points, unless it's a wide open layup. We're going to do it at the stripe.
Nicely done. Cam Bannister.
Taylor shooting 2.
Beautiful.
Taylor at the line. He's an 85% shooter. 2 of 3 there tonight.
Come on, Trevor.
And he got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
10th point for him tonight. Not up to where his standards have been the last 5 games. But still a solid night for him. He's had a little foul trouble. And they've done a good job defensively on him as he hits the next one.
Yeah, he hit them both, you know. And, again, he's averaging 17 points a game. You have to go back a ways to find a freshman averaging that many points for Edgewood. And Taylor now got in the passing
lane.
He's
steal.
Got the steal. We got a foul. That's probably going to do it right there. Great. Now is his 4th. And with 36 seconds remaining, if Taylor goes back to the stride, that might be it. If he hits both of these.
It's a big win for the Mustangs.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. It says makes JB's Christmas vacation a little nicer.
You think he'll
nicer.
Be watching the film? Like, you think his wife will have to tell him to turn the film off and go to bed?
No, he'll want to watch this one. He'll want to watch this one.
She may watch it with him.
She'll,
right.
Yeah, she can. They can both enjoy this one.
So pop some popcorn. Lead back up to double digits.
Heck yeah!
And he got that one to go down the bottom of the well as well. 48-37, with 36 seconds.
No fouls. No fouls, white shirts.
All right, driving inside. Drake got it. And immediately a timeout. We'll keep it right here. So, again, they closed to what? Within, looks like, what, 6? I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and break for a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. 48-39, 27 seconds left. Good guys on top.
Yeah, baby.
Get ready for Christmas here. And, you know, that's the other thing, you know, I was thinking, too, is coming in here tonight, you know, they're on, you know, what, Edgewood's last day was, what, Wednesday of this week? So
yeah.
They're kind of out of that normal routine, you know, you're kind of sitting at home, maybe eating some Christmas candy or, you know, doing something like that. But I'm sure that, you know, Coach Neal, he's been around long enough. He's seen several of these Christmas breaks. I'm sure he's had the kids, you know, in the gym, maybe watching some film, you know, keeping their minds on the business at hand.
Well, yeah. I mean, what just like I said, this is he had a good game plan ready. The kids executed it, and everything he thought he wanted to do worked.
Well,
and
Taylor,
that helped.
Taylor had three guys on him, and they say it was last touched by him.
I don't get that, but it's only the seventh turnover in the whole game for Edgewood.
48-39, 20 seconds left. Drake gets it, puts the ball on the floor, still has it. I don't know how he didn't get it stolen there. And that was a wild pass, and everything's getting a little.
Finally, Edgewood gets it.
And Harrington gets it, and that ought to do it. That should do it. I'd just say get it to Joe. Joe, all right, Bannister, just hang on to the ball. We're done, 48-39.
Big win. Big win for the Edgewood Mustangs.
And that's your final, 48-39. Edgewood improving now to, 5-3?
5-3,
Sullivan, their first loss, 14th-ranked Golden Arrows heading home. Record of 5-1. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. And we'll continue with more after this two-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. Edgewood Mustangs, fifth win of the year against three losses. They win it tonight, 48-39, dropping the Sullivan Golden Arrows. They're a Western Indiana Conference winner, but they are in the other bracket. But nevertheless, they knock them off here tonight, 48-39, not to steal any of Terry's thunder. But I will tell you that Jayden Howard, he was quiet tonight. But they were able to offset that with a couple of the guys who stepped up. Had good production off the bench tonight as well. Did the Mustangs. They kept Ty Drake quiet, at least for the first half. He only came in again averaging 18 points, and he scored some there in the second half. They did a good job on Shane Garner, who was the thorn in the side there in the first half. They did a good job on him defensively in the second half. The big guy, Ike Chasteen, who we both thought coming in, we thought, boy, here's the guy. Here's the guy. But he really didn't. He came in. He's 6'6". He's a junior, averaging 12 points, 7 rebounds. Really hadn't seen him play. But, again, he's 6'6". And, you know,
and
good-sized
well
guy. And, okay, well, he didn't start. So I'm thinking, like, okay, well, either that's disciplinary or maybe he's not that quick. And because they knew the edge was going to come out here and try to maybe play up-tempo with him, whatever. He came in, he picked up three fouls in the first half, never really got into the flow of the ball game, picked up that fourth foul very early in the third quarter. Actually, that might have been, what, the first minute of that third quarter when they had somebody, I think it was Chayton Howard, that drove to the basket. But anyway, he wasn't much of a factor here tonight. But the good news is the Edgewood Mustangs, they can open their presents on Christmas morning knowing that hey, they had a win against a pretty good basketball team here tonight.
Yeah, they sure did, John. And tomorrow morning shoot-around will be nothing but free throws concentrated. And that's okay. Everybody's going to be happy. And big conference win. And, hey, man, you got to hold on to your home court, especially in a conference situation. Got a final from Bloomington South. Panthers 64, Lowell 31.
Lowell.
So you like that so well, and that's good. All right, statistics, here we go. For the Edgewood Mustangs, finished the game 48 points, 14-32 from the field, 437%, 5-14 from three-ball range, 15-24 from the free throw line, but they were 8-11 coming into that last quarter. They had a few hiccups there. Two scorers leading the way. Trevor Taylor with 13 points. He also had 6 rebounds and 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And also 13 for Cam Bannister tonight, 5 rebounds for Cam. And a great job of defense. He made it hard for Ty Drake tonight to get whatever he could get. 6 points for Joe Keto tonight and 5 rebounds for Joe. 5 points for Chayton Howard, 4 rebounds also for Chayton. 4 points off the bench for Caleb Norris. 3 points off the bench for Tate Valcam. Oh, another four off the bench for Parker Harrington. A couple rebounds. Parker had a really good game today. Curtis Cowden didn't, and Jace Collier, of course, started. Him and Curtis both did not score. That's your 48 points for Edgewood. Sullivan Golden Arrows, 15 to 38 from the field, 39%. 4 of 16 for 25% from three-ball range. They only shot six free throws, John, 5 of 6 from there. Edgewood owned a rebounding edge of 3. I have them 21-18 over Sullivan, something that JB was worried about, I know. For the Golden Arrows, Shane Garner and Ty Drake both finish with 12 points. 7 points for Kevin Figg. 4 points for Ike Chasteen. And then 2 points apiece for Stan Steimel and Ben Pirtle. Jackson Shake was really the only person off the bench. Well, him and Chasteen, I take that back. We've been accustomed to hearing Chasteen as a starter, so.
We are.
So the 7 people that have been playing for Sullivan played. Just a big game for the Edgewood Mustangs. I am very proud of them. That's a huge win. Conference win puts them 3-1 in the WIC. And before they head to the Wabash tournament, they get a victory at home. And a decent crowd tonight here at Edgewood High School.
Still got some post-game business to conduct. We got our post-game player of the game. We'll take a look at the scoreboard. We'll do all that after this timeout. Again, Edgewood 48-39 winners. And we'll continue after this break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. Here post-game, Coach J.B. Neal joining us. And I heard the pregame show you did with Terry, Coach. And somebody, you were watching the film, I guess, of some game, and your wife finally told you to turn that thing off. Turn it off. You've seen enough of it. How about this game? You think she'll watch it with you now?
Well, I probably won't have the attitude I have.
All right, hang on here. We got something. Let's try that one.
There you go.
There we go. Try that one.
I probably won't have the attitude I had whenever I was watching that one. I kept thinking that we'd pull that win out at Indian Creek, and we never did. I watched it 3 or 4 times, so yeah, proud of my kids. You know, we worked all week on a good game plan, and I felt like they applied and executed it, and they did a nice job.
Well, I know you were telling me you were worried about the rebounding. You held your own. We had you with a 3-rebound edge. So throughout the game, you guys got a lot of 50-50 balls, and that was key. Your defense was excellent, and you mixed it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've got a very good player, and the Ty Drake, he can go get his own bucket. We knew that was a tough matchup. And their size, I mean, you know, they're just a lot bigger than we are in a lot of spots. So, you know, we had to stick and move for say we didn't want to get a wrestling match with them. So, you know, we tried to mix it up as much as we could. And luckily, you know, they're not a team you want to play from behind. We would have struggled there. So, you know, just proud of the kids. They worked hard all week as far as what we needed to do to win.
Well, and what we were – when they got it down to finally 5 or 4, something like that – and you guys attacked the basket, got some free throws, struggled a little bit there, but hit the free throws and just completely, you didn't get flustered and didn't lose the game. When they made a run, you guys countered it.
Yeah, and that was one thing, you know, at Bloomfield, we got some experience there. They did the same thing to us, you know. They came back in that third quarter, and our kids stayed even and finished it out. And I thought that paid off tonight, that experience, because I've seen some kids out there just keep executing.
Jaden Howard was quiet tonight, only had 5 points. But, again, you got guys that can step up. When one guy has an off night, you got other guys ready to step up.
Yeah, Jaden's kind of been battling a sore ankle. He turned his ankle, and I see that out of him here and there. But, yeah, I think we're at our best whenever we do mix it up, and we just don't have one guy scoring a lot. But, like you said, I think consistency is a problem for us, for some guys, and it's going to be somebody different every night.
Well, I tell you what. Thanks for stopping here. You're going to have a nice Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck in the Wabash Valley. We'll keep in touch, and we'll see you down the road. I'm not sure when the next one. I'll be in touch.
Our Thanksgiving around here is never very nice because we play Bloomington South, and then it's Thanksgiving.
I know.
So I'm yet to have a good turkey.
Hey, buddy.
You know, maybe this win here will help our Christmas.
I'd talk the lady or your mom or your family. Somebody make some turkey for me for Christmas, please.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, JB.
JB Neal joining us on the postgame show. Again, the Mustangs, 48-39 winners. Postgame show Brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. They have everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or you're a homeowner trying to improve your property. You can count on Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. See Andy and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine or Transmission Insulation Experts. Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive, 812-330-1620. Cam Bannister, our post-game player of the game. And I think I said who that was about. Yes, the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine folks. They sponsor that segment, and they help make athletes better, bigger, stronger, and faster. You can find out more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. All right, let's hit the scoreboard. Bloomington South, a winner tonight. They beat, I believe it's the Red Devils, 64, okay. Something Devils, maybe Blue Devils, Red Devils, something.
Oh.
64-31 was the final there. Bobby Buckets, you may know him better as Chance Coyle. He had 27. He had 20 of those in the first half. Anthony Leal adding 16, 13 of those coming in the second half, John Blau tells us. And now, pardon me, Bloomington South will play Marquette Catholic tomorrow. Again, those games going on at Bloomington South.
12:15-ish should be a start time for that.
B&L and knocks off East Central tonight, 65-32. And New Albany and Pike, a couple of storied programs playing tonight. 26-23 was the score at halftime. I'll let you guess. How many points at the 26 for New Albany? How many do you think Romeo Langford had?
Well, I know the answer to that. He had 16.
That's right, because I told you.
Oh, you told me.
I told you. Meanwhile, Mr. Langford continues his assault to become the all-time leading scorer in the state of Indiana. You know who that is, correct?
Oh, of course we know who it is. Damon Bailey.
That's right.
From B&L.
Cue the chorus. Cue the Morgan Tabernacle Choir.
I can't get out of one single game or pregame talk that I don't get mentioned about the Damon years.
That's right.
Okay, good.
They were good.
Hey, let's move it on to all Bob right. Lovell.
Bob Lovell Sports Talk. That's coming up next for Terry Stoltz, for all of our sponsors, for Alex Lester. Hi, Atop One City Center. I'm John Callahan. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope we were able to provide you with some entertainment. Happy holidays to you and yours. And until we speak to you again, good night from Ellettsville.
Thanks for listening to coverage of IHSAA action. This game was brought to you by Smithville, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Remax Acclaimed Properties, People's State Bank, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Brinegar Eye Care, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Hilliard Lions. Monroe County's home for high school sports is News Talk FM 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.